I should have spent more time looking up what UTM Builder stood for, but the short answer is you can make links with special parameters for each host that you're sending traffic from. So you're sending traffic to your website or to your landing page. And to track that campaign, you're going to have to put parameters unique for each host that you host on. So like the post that you put onto Twitter, you're going to make that link labeled as coming from Twitter. It might go to the same landing page or a custom page you built just for Twitter users, but you can better track and determine the performance of a social channel that you're using for your campaign, okay? So take a look at the show notes. The description is in the Google document that's got the links to everything I'm talking about here and muddled up. The GuyRCookReport.podbean.com is the host name, and look for that post, how to use parameters from UTM Builder to track campaigns. I want to thank you for taking time out of your day for this episode of the Guyer Cook Report. It's a wrap.